This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're on the march. Dr. Francis Ford. He's with us. See this going, what President Trump should do, the other topics, those last 5 minutes, we really appreciate you as the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law on what's happening. You called it all the last 6 weeks. You've been dead on. I'm just scared to hear what you're going to say next.
Well, again, trying to be positive about this, I really think we're going to need governors and mayors to step up to the plate and just take their own action, because it's obvious, because of the people around President Trump giving advice, that it's not properly being done. And so I commend, I didn't hear the whole press conference there of Governor Abbott, but that's what we're going to need all over the country. The governor's just...
He just declared an emergency.
Right. That's what we're going to need. Sure. And then act accordingly. And also... you know, provide as much free testing for everyone. I don't think it should be limited by insurance plans or anything else. They're doing this now in South Korea. You can just drive through a parking lot and get a test. Everyone should have a test to find out exactly what's going on here. And then if it's positive, immediate quarantine for at least 2 days. Right. I think Governor Cuomo did the right thing there in calling out the National Guard to surround New Rochelle. I'm afraid we're going to be seeing more of this happening. Yes.
What do you make of Democrats? I don't know if you've seen the clips with your academic life, but CNN, MSNBC are like, oh, bring down the economy. It's all Trump's fault. Rooting for the virus. It's like they're cartoon characters. To me, I see that. I go, these are bad people. Like rooting for bad stuff to happen. It's crazy.
Well, again, I'm a political independent. I'm not really here to criticize the Democrats or the Republicans. Or
no, I understand, but they're like frothing, hoping for political. The Democrats are trying to make political hay out of this.
You are correct. For everything I've seen, you are correct about that. In watching the mainstream news media, I don't think that is the appropriate way to proceed here. We need leadership and both sides to, you know, put aside.
Exactly. Why don't they get, it could be their kids that die. Don't they get that? They need to be like really trying to find the truth.
You're exactly right. But the same with Republicans too. For example, I read in the New York Times today, this new package, the Republicans are saying, well, there has to be an anti-abortion provision in the bill. Well, that's already prohibited by the Hyde Amendment. Come on, let's just focus on this particular problem.
No, I agree. Don't make it political, because they've definitely been doing that.
No, we can't resolve all the problems in the world here. Racism in America, poverty in America, et cetera. We need to focus on the coronavirus and trying to stop it and contain it and get proper medical treatment for all American people, poor or rich, because whatever the financial aristocracy believe, they're in the same boat with the rest of us.
Run to bunkers. Did you see? Literally, most of the billionaires have run to bunkers.
It's not going to help them unless it's completely sealed off like a BSL-4 lab. That might help. I don't know how long they're going to be able to survive in their bunkers, because if they're breathing the regular air like the rest of us, they're going to get it.
Well, Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for the time. I know you're going to learn more tomorrow. If you can join us on the Sunday show, that'd be great. Thank you so much, my friend.
Well, thanks, Allison. I do want to thank your viewing audience, because I've received many
How do people contact you? How do other shows that want to talk to you, how do they interface with Dr. Boyle?
Well, I'm sort of interviewing you because I'm pretty much interviewed out, Alex. I've given so many interviews, and the mainstream news media won't talk to me, so fine. So I'm basically, you know, re-interviewing people who interviewed me already.
I understand. We appreciate you. I get as a professor, like, I already said it.
I knew.
But you got to say it over and over again. Golden. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force. First, I was happy this morning, and then I got really scared. Because I'm not worried about stuff anymore.
The wheel is not.
Turn this up for a minute.
We desire the wheels in his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45. True depth, 400 horsepower of max.
I feel sorry for people attacking me.
This is black sunshine.
Because, I mean, I'm like an insane killer. Not acting tough, but let me tell you, psycho machine. And I sit there and I watch all these people acting tough, and I watch them thinking they run the system, and they're tearing away the veneer of civilization. They're getting rid of the checks and balances that have protected them. And I just sit back watching them. Like, do they really know what they're doing? Because I'm just a nice sweetheart, you know. But I know you as an audience who are activists get this. All right, here's the deal. Mike Adams is popping in about 30 minutes. I want to get to Julian and Anthony and Josh and Janet and Cecilia and Matt and Jim and Bruce and Joe. I want to go to those calls before Mike Adams. So just don't thank me. I love you so much, too. Let's just go to each person. Let's go to New York first. Let's go to Janet and see what Janet has to say. Janet, thank you for calling into the show. Don't thank me. Thank Janet. Janet, you're on the air.
Oh, my God, Alex, great to talk to you. Hey, I just have two things I want to say, and I want to get your opinion on, and I want to put it in other people's brains. What do you think about Gavin Newsom's executive order that he passed where he can commandeer private assets? And also, why are we not seeing any of these families of these people that died doing interviews? If this was a shooting, if this was...
No, I agree. It's a giant power grab. The whole thing's synthetic.
Before the body was dead, before the body was cold.
Well, tell us what you think. No, the whole thing's synthetic. I'm not saying the virus... In fact, I believe the virus is a bioweapon that is like AIDS. It comes back later. But this is their big introduction. This is the big globalist move. Everything we were worried about, this is it. What do you think, Janet?
Oh, I agree with you totally. And, yes, people are dying. I can't believe what I see coming out of Iran and China. And people are just not waking up. I am telling people all the time. I had three kids. The last one is in college. I have to go get them today because they shut down college. They were pretty much my... Oldest one was conservative, libertarian. The other two were pretty liberal. And you know what? I talk to them. I talk to people I know. And I get this message out. And I say, you have to look at the stories that are not being told.
Beautiful.
And you know what? Our governor is going to be the next one that puts this executive order out that he can commandeer private assets.
Oh, it's a total power grab. It's total authoritarianism. And I don't say this that tough, because this will make them come after me, but I'll say this right now. This is a synthetic globalist operation. And if the globalists knew that they were going to be held accountable for what they've done, they wouldn't do it. And so I've been really nice about this. Even 2 months ago before this happened, I said, I think they're going to launch a bioweapon. And if you hurt my family, I'll hold you responsible. And see, it's not some big tough guy thing. It's killing people is like taking a crap. It's so easy. I mean, it really is, folks. Like, it's like eating food or having sex or taking a dump, man. It's like we're meant to do it. Like, oh, you know, these people, like, I train guys to kill people. You don't have to train me to kill people. I'll do it all day long. It's so easy. I know how to do it. But the thing is, you're absolutely right. They think they're going to carry this out and we aren't going to dig them out of their holes. No. Anybody I know dies from this man-made virus. I hold the establishment responsible. And kill me. Go ahead. I've already won. My people, who are our people, and I am their people, we're going to kill you. And so just let them know, hey, jerks, we know you're behind all this, and we know what you pulled, and you're not going to rest while you did this. And that's all. I mean, I really actually completed my mission. I'm not going to commit suicide and never do it, but let me tell you something. I've been working really hard, man, and I want everybody to know, like, I want to keep going forever, but I'm not scared at all. I'm ready to meet God, and I want the globalists to know you're going to die, and you're going to go to hell, and we're going to get you. I appreciate your call, Janet. We have another guest on right now, don't we? Yeah, Mike Adams is coming on. But I just think that's a good statement for people. It's not like some tough statement, like I'll kill you. I'm just saying, you kill me, I kill you. I mean, that's what this comes down to. Like, people didn't mess with folks. People used to ask, like, why are people so polite in Texas? Well, because if you were impolite, somebody would kill you. And that's really what it comes down to is, in the final equation, it's like that Iron Maiden song, The Trooper. Maybe we can go out to break. Let's try to cue up The Trooper in a minute, if you guys can do it. Let's play a minute of The Trooper. Because you'll fire musket, but I'll run you through. And when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, because there's no falling back. I'm a soldier. It's like a farmer. I'm ready to die, and they don't know how to deal with somebody like that. Like, I'm so ready to die. But I want to make sure on the way down, I take you with me. And they're so scared of that. They don't know what to do when somebody's ready to die. They don't know what to do. They sit there all night long. They're scared. And they sit there on their knees to their God, the devil, begging for power and begging for Satan to empower them to defeat us. They will not defeat us. They will burn in hell. It's like the Twisted Sister song. You're going to burn in hell. 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 You're not going to get victory. And all your money and power means nothing when you're a slave. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm on fire, brother. I'm very close to God right now.
Man. I saw Louisiana postpone the primaries, and I wonder if that's going to be a precursor into maybe postponing the election, along with they're posting pictures of Trump with these leaders who are positive or supposedly positive with coronavirus. And are they?
Oh, they're 100% getting ready to say Trump has coronavirus, then kill him and say it killed him. That's it.
Or. The 25th Amendment, which he's disabled and can't run the country, and then bring Hillary in on a brokered convention.
The left is cheerleading coronavirus like it's their mascot. Like if the Democrats were a football team, coronavirus is their mascot.
Yeah. I think they're trying to, you know, because they're hyping up the whole Trump thing sick, or, you know, Trump sick. They're shutting everything down, and they don't want more than 250 or 200 people in one place at one time, so it shuts his rallies down.
Oh, they won't
take him out anyway.
Down.
If you could take him out through the 25th Amendment because he's disabled, or they say he's disabled, and they put Pence in, no one can see the amount of people that still back Pence because you can't congregate with people.
No, I totally agree with you. This is their look. They failed on every front, so they launched a Chi-Com bioweapon attack to try to discredit the president. I don't think it works. What do you think?
No, I don't think it'll work either. I'm just, you know, they'll pull anything they can out to do whatever they can, and nothing's worked yet. And there's too much of a backing in this country to let anything like that happen.
So what happens when the unmovable object meets the invincible force? Well, you get big bangs. You get new universes. You get the future. And we're about to see it happen on this planet straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And the trooper. Let's hear a minute of this right now before your phone calls.
You'll take my life, but I'll take his too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. But there was no time for you.
Get into it right now. Your phone calls on this live Friday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I am exhausted, but I'm here. Notice they said that Brazil's Bolsonaro says he's tested negative, but he's really got the virus, and Trump's got it. So they can hit him with a bioweapon or whatever and say, oh, Trump died from coronavirus. Who's been holding the longest here? A lot of great callers. I respect you all. The longest holding caller is Julian in Kentucky. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, God bless you. It's good to talk to you.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, I've been listening to you about 3 years, and I support you. But, you know, I'm worried about the president. And it just seems he's surrounded by a bunch of fools. They don't try to protect him at all. And you know he's got to have this virus by now. And I've noticed, I don't see a lot of the Democrats with the coronavirus, but you see Gates calling.
Isn't that funny? Exactly. It's a cover for a bioweapon. That's what I was thinking 3 days ago. It's a cover for it to hit CPAC. It's a cover. Exactly. They just keep, yeah.
And most people that Trump's come in contact with has had this virus. But I just find it funny that none of the Democrats have it. And at least if they do, I've not seen it come out yet. But I support the president. I'm actually worried about him. I know he's doing his best. He's 73. And I just don't know what's going to happen with him or this country. But this is a spiritual battle. And the battle lines have been drawn. Just better be on the side of good, because God will prevail over this. It's scary, but everyone needs to get their hearts right with the Lord. But support your president. And
beautifully said, Julian. God bless you. Thank you so much. That's absolutely true. That sums up the whole show today. Anthony in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure to take your call, brother.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to continue to agree with the last few callers about, this whole thing with these leaders and celebrities. You know, they just happen to be the ones getting this coronavirus, but the general public doesn't seem to be picking it up much. Like, people that I know haven't picked it up around me. It's just, all these celebrities and famous people, right? So I'm a little worried about Trump, like the other callers are saying. I think that this is just
that's
me.
What the whole office like a week ago, and then I was like, oh, whatever. And then 2 days ago, it was like, everybody's like, no, it's an excuse to kill Trump and say it's a bioweapon. And they started clicking because all the news is like, he's got it. He's got it. Take him out. He didn't. He created it. He did it. And Trump's got it.
Exactly. And I think because of his age and they say that he eats McDonald's and all that, they're just going to use it as an excuse to say that he was, you know, not healthy enough to fight it. And
well, I know this. The group collective, the oracle of the people, is saying they're trying to poison Trump and give him the coronavirus. They're hyping it up massively. So that's where they're actually saying now. Yesterday, I'm like, well, they blame him for corona and say he's got it. Now they're actually saying it.
Well, that's crazy. He's going to speak at 3 o'clock now, so it's going to be interesting to see what he's going to say. And,
that's right. Rise of the War Room starts. We're going to cover that live. God bless you, Anthony. Let's keep moving here to these amazing callers. Mike Adams is coming up. Let's go to Celeste. Or Salisa. I can't read anymore. A beautiful name calling from, huh? Cecilia. I don't know Cecilia. They got a little hotel in Austin called St. Cecilia. Cecilia from Seattle. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to the show, and I think I had this coronavirus already. They said it's been, last week they were saying it's been in Seattle already about 6 weeks. And kind of, it was Martin Luther King weekend that I came down with the flu, and it was a fast onset. And, you know, I was fine the day before, and then morning of, I didn't feel so great. And by the afternoon, I was like, I have to go to bed. So it was heavily involved with the lungs. I didn't have any sinus stuff. I really didn't have a sore throat, but I was just this constant coughing. So I had it about 6-7 days, and then someone says, oh, this is the flu that's been going around the last 3 weeks. So I was like, the hell with that? And so I called the clinic. I went into the clinic, and they tested, and they said, oh, did you get vaccinated? And I said, no. And so they tested me, and I said, well, is it the strain that you were vaccinating for? And they said, no. So I said, well, what was it? And they said, oh, well, it's the strain. I can't remember the exact conversation. I think she said it's the strain.
Well, they're even saying take the flu shot or the measles shot now, which only in studies, I even have the articles here, lowers your immunity. So they go, oh, jack up your immunity because you can only have one virus at a time. Well, that's not true. Well, you die is getting a couple of viruses at one time.
Well, I live alone, and so I self-quarantined, and I canceled everything, and I didn't go out, and I called everybody and said, you know, don't come near me. Whatever I have, you don't want it. But I'm 64, and I would just kind of like to put out that you know, I survived it. I did cough for about, after I recovered for it, I did cough for about 2 more weeks. So there was a lot of lung involvement with this, for sure. And I think if you were older, I did notice that when I laid flat, I had to bolster myself with pillows.
Well, I'm not trying to scare you, but have you seen the reports that it comes back?
Well, I have not experienced that, but I super cleaned up my diet. I stopped eating any dairy, any sugar, a lot of vegetables. I do use your immune, your iodine, and I use your immune gargle. And so I kind of, the B, I went heavy on the B, vitamin D, vitamin C.
No, that's smart. Cecilia, thank you for holding for an hour. I'm so honored to have you on the show. We're going to get to Matt, Jim, Bruce, and Josh before there's a takeover by Dr. Nick Baggage. But I am going to have Mike Adams, who predicted the shutdown of the U.S., who predicted the checkpoints, who predicted the martial law now being announced, on. You can say what you want about the virus, but the panic is the key. And Mike Adams has been on target. So is InfoWars, but Mike Adams has been in fuego. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Van.video, and our guest who has NaturalNews.com straight ahead, and then your phone calls, and then Owen Schroeder. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr.
Dr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a clip for you in a moment. Hillary Clinton says, take that flu shot. It'll protect you from coronavirus. Even though I've got, in fact, the study was in there yesterday. Give me that article that if you've taken the flu shot in the last 2 years, it lowers your immunity to corona. That was in mainstream news, but Hillary, who loves you, who the hell advises her? Satan says, take your flu shot. It's simply insane. Mike Adams joins us now. I'm going to take your calls into the next hour. Everybody stay right there. But here's a clip President Trump says he may institute domestic travel ban. The word is it's going to happen tonight or tomorrow. All predicted. Well, we didn't predict it. We had White House sources here a month ago. Here's the president.
Travel restrictions within the United States, such as to Washington State or California.
We haven't discussed that yet. Is it a possibility? Yes. If somebody gets a little bit out of control, if an area gets too hot, you see what they're doing in New Rochelle, which is good, frankly. It's the right thing. But they're not, it's not enforced. It's not very strong. But people know they're being watched. New Rochelle, that's a hot spot.
So we're all learning to stay at home, to work from home, to have drones watching us, flying over us. China, the communist model. The southern border stays open, but your school's shut down. You can't leave your house. The left loves it. Here is a clip of B-roll of the police with drones in Italy. Turn the audio on, folks. Let folks hear this. You ever wanted to see martial law, folks? This is it. And the left says shut down every city. Don't let you leave your house. But they actually are saying Trump shouldn't stop flights from Europe. The Democrats have introduced bills. Judges are filing things to block it. We're going to shut down your city, but your border stays wide open. Like a big old you-know-what. Like Tony Montana says, this town is like a big old you-know-what. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, has been on target about this. He's been right on pace with what's going to be announced. Schools being shut down all over the country. Announcements of martial law. Governors announcing martial law powers. Mike Adams, what's coming next?
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And yeah, every time I announce something on your show, it's often the first time people have heard it, and I get attacked.
By the way, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I like you, and I've known you for like 15 years, but I'm getting a little suspicious here. I'm not saying that literally. You've been dead on so far. How are you doing that?
I know. It's crazy. Well, it's because I've been running the models. You know, I've got the spreadsheet, and I've been running the numbers, and it's quite catastrophic. There's some good news in this. So one thing is, you know how you look at the election map of who elected Trump, you know, so-called flyover America, and rural America is going to be in great shape relative to the cities. The liberal cities will be the death zones, and you're already starting to see that.
So it's just like Ten Commandments, the Pharaoh's curse.
Well, I suppose. I mean, I'm not a Bible scholar. I don't know that whole story. But look, the liberals have set up their cities to be filth-ridden, lawless, you know, feces in the streets, homeless camps that aren't enforced with any kind of standards. And let me tell you something, Alex. There's going to be a wave of new homelessness after this thing is done and over with, because we're going to have a lockdown. It's coming. We're going to have an economic disaster in the short term with a strong, strong recovery on the other side of it, by the way, which is why we got to get through this quickly so we can have that recovery still this year. That can happen. But there's going to be a lot of new homelessness all over America.
I believe you're like the Oracle here, so I love that. Well, tell me about the recovery on the other side. I'd like to hear about that.
Well, it's very clear. If you study the epidemiology, the sooner Trump starts the shutdown, which has really already begun.
And you said he changed trajectory a couple days ago.
He did. Trump is now on track to save his presidency and save America and save millions of lives who would have otherwise died. And we got to give the president credit. He's starting to really take aggressive leadership action.
We got to give listeners credit for lighting a fire under his ass.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he was on a trajectory that was looking very bad, but he changed that March 11th. So he's on a great trajectory now, just 48 hours later. He is taking charge. He's going to declare a national emergency, as you and I talked about, I don't know, 10 days ago. He's going to shut down travel eventually to certain cities that are the hot spots, and he's openly talking about that now, which is exactly what we need to see. But the bottom line, Alex, is the only thing that stops this now is social distancing, extreme shutdowns, which are starting to begin. And, folks, it's not a conspiracy to try to embarrass Trump. This is literally the only medical way to stop this. And the sooner we start the shutdowns and just have the schools shut and everybody stay home for a period of time, Dr. Fauci says it might be 7 to 8 weeks, okay? This is why you should have preparedness for 60 days or 90 days or more.
I get all that, Mike, but let's drill down. Because I respect you. You're a smart guy. I really respect you. Why is it so? How deadly is it? Like, why are we freaking out like this? I'm not saying you're wrong. Just tell me.
Sure. No. Well, because if you don't start the shutdowns early, then your hospital systems get overrun about 6 to 8
totally
weeks later.
Totally brings down the economy. I get it. But how do we know it's that deadly?
Well, we look around the world. Look at Italy. Now, Italy,
thousands
they were late.
Dead.
And a 5% plus mortality rate, and their hospitals are in a state of collapse right now. Italy is at risk of literally failing as a nation if they do not get a handle on this.
No, I agree. So looking at it now in hindsight, you first said it was a man-made. That's been confirmed.
Yes.
How bad is it? There's lots of different strains. That's what I'm concerned about is the fact that it comes back. Like, that's in L.A. Times and AP today, that it comes back. It's like HIV. That is, this is like airborne HIV, it sounds like.
It's a zombie virus, basically. Yeah, it keeps coming back from the dead.
So that's why people are so scared and elites are going to bunkers.
Well, look, if the death rate were only 0.1% like the seasonal flu, then we could all ignore it. We would just accept every year we're going to lose 40, 50,000 people. That's what happens with the flu. We don't shut down the economy for that. It's just an accepted risk of living.
So the panic by the establishment is they're using it for their advantage, but it's real.
Well, it is real. Yes, the left wants to destroy Trump with this, but I want Trump to succeed. I want America to succeed. And I got to say, Alex, those people out there that have been saying that fear is bad, I strongly disagree. You need to have sufficient fear early enough to compel
you to
action.
Well, it's like
when
you come to an edge of a cliff. You have fear for a reason.
Well, right. If you've got a tiger that's about to eat your head off and it's 10 feet away, you should have some fear because something bad is about to happen to you. The question is, can you use fear to drive you to action to stop the threat and save lives? So fear itself is a survival mechanism. We wouldn't be here without some level of fear.
No, and fear is our brain telling us what's bad. But
yes,
they want us to give in to fear. No, we're supposed to take fear and become energized by it.
And it's the lack of information from the mainstream media and the censorship of the tech giants that has led to nationwide complacency, which will be followed by panic.
Oh, they're openly hoping this brings down America.
Yes.
And they're so one-dimensional. If they were successful, Trump won't be blamed now. They're going to be blamed.
Trump is in a real tight spot. No matter what he does, he's going to be condemned. But he has made the right choice to block flights from Europe. He needs to deploy the military to the U.S. border.
I was about to say, could you believe the left
block the border.
Said he wasn't doing enough, and when he blocked the flights, they got mad?
It's classic. This is what we expect. But Trump is he's pulling himself out of the trap now. The next thing that needs to happen is he's got to deploy the military to the southern border. Block the border, block all illegal traffic today, right now.
Exactly. Trump, use the crisis to fix the real crisis.
Well, yeah, and remember, they're going to be infected people from Central and South America coming through Mexico.
We know it's a giant criminal inflow of drugs and stuff that saps the country's energy. So let's just up front, instead of just saying, stop virus, let's just say, no, we're shutting the damn country down.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to shut it down. The question is, do you do it now and take the hit early where it's smaller, or do you wait and do nothing to where it becomes catastrophic and it ends the Trump presidency? You do it early, and it's much easier to deal with. And that's what's
about
to happen.
We're going to come back one more segment, but how obvious is it where Democrats say, you're not doing enough, shut down the airplanes. He does it, and they say he's bad. They are literally a joke.
Democrats are demons. They want America to fail. We want America to survive and succeed and prosper. And that can happen if we do this right.
But you're right, Mike. This is a big assault. This is it. Any way you look at it, this is a big assault. And we're ready for it. And we're still on air because of you, the listeners. I salute you. And I thank you, listeners. Seriously, thank you for keeping us on air.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Adams is here. I have the Associated Press reporting Mexico preparing to close border with the U.S. to stop coronavirus. How dare they? They're not allowed to have a border. There's so much crazy stuff happening. Governor Abbott declares martial law powers. Mike Adams continuing. Let's go back to the beginning. It's man-made. It's being used to attack Trump and America and the economy. We can cover the martial law. We can cover the big events, we can cover the death rate, but what about the providence of this? I think to attack the globalists, just like Trump's done, you pointed, it comes from China. They're trying to say it comes from America.
Well, we know from Francis Boyle, who's been a frequent guest on your show, that the origins of the engineering of the virus began in America, and that thanks to Barack Obama, it was allowed to be transferred to China. Now, we also know, by the way, Joe Biden has been part of technology transfer to China involving the military, F-35 jet technology, for example, and many other things. You know, look, the Obamas and the Bidens and the Clintons are treasonous criminals, and they have set into motion these weapon systems that are now devastating the entire planet. Was that by design? It seems so. When Hillary's out there saying, hey, take the flu shot, when we know the flu shot increases your mortality if you get the virus, you know that this is a weapon system. They want you to die. They literally want you to die. This is the depopulation kill switch. So where did it start? Well, you know, it's a lot of bad decisions, a chain reaction of bad decisions and corrupt officials and betrayal of our country, which is why Trump has got to beat this. I've got three predictions for you here, Alex, if it's okay to share these three predictions of where this is going. Trump's about to have a conference in, what, 10, 20 minutes, I think, right, just coming up. There's a very good chance that Trump will announce a state of emergency. Not 100%, but a very strong chance, or at least prepare the country for that declaration to happen soon. Secondly, Amazon.com. People are relying on Amazon to get all their products right now, to get things because they don't want to go out to grocery stores, for example. Amazon.com, all of its warehouses are run by human beings with the help of some automation. The people are going to have to go home pretty soon. The Amazon.com fulfillment warehouses in many regions around the country will be shut down. That's my prediction today. The third prediction, members of our Congress will be infected and killed by this virus. And that's partly because they're extremely elderly in many cases. Some of them are like walking dinosaurs, even on a good day. But the other reason is because they're hooked on pharmaceuticals. They're not healthy.
But
couldn't you see
the cover for other viruses in the same family that are more deadly to release a bioweapon? You know, this would be the perfect assassination cover to even kill the president.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, there could be more lethal strains that were already in the freezers, ready to be thawed out and deployed. And you're exactly right. This could be a cover story. Oh, all these conservatives just happened to die from the coronavirus when it was really something, you know, much more vicious. Absolutely. Fortunately, we've got young, healthy people like Rand Paul, who I think even if Rand Paul were infected, he could survive it. His father's a doctor. He's got good medical knowledge. We need people like Rand Paul. We need Trump to survive if he's infected. We don't want anybody to die from this, even if they're, politically on the other side of the aisle, let's say. But the truth is we're going to lose members of Congress. You can count on that. And the elections are already starting to be thrown into disarray. It's unclear now how we can have elections until we get through this because of the quarantines. Who's going to go out and vote? And then if you start having electronic voting systems to replace that, of course, the Democrats will use that as an opportunity for more voting fraud. So this is how they could steal the election, is to say, oh, everybody has to stay home. Let's let people vote on their iPhones. And then guess what? All the votes are fraudulent, and all the dead people vote even more than usual in Democrat areas. So Trump has got to conquer this well before the election day in order to protect the integrity of the elections and not allow Democrats to steal it, Alex.
Mike, there's no doubt now. 6 weeks ago, you predicted they would start locking down U.S. cities. Let's talk about that. They're canceling schools all over the United States. What do you expect to happen next week, the week after? When does this peak?
We're nowhere close to peaking yet. We're still in the early stages of this. So the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're probably going to see numbers get a lot worse. So that's one thing to keep in mind. If you're not ready to survive 90 days in isolation or longer, as we've talked about before, then you need to take steps, everybody, to get prepared for that. You might be isolated for an extended time. The National Guard will be deployed in every region that has these outbreaks. It's already happening, I think, 5 more states today. Airports will be shut down in certain regions. I expect that soon for Seattle, New York City, Boston, Atlanta, Denver, and San Francisco. So those are the cities I'm predicting. Airports will be shut down, which basically shuts down all the connection hubs for most of the major airlines across America. I don't expect a shutdown of private aviation, what's called general aviation, you know, private jets. Gary Haven will still be flying around the country, thank God. But commercial aviation will not be allowed to proceed in many areas. Road travel will be allowed to proceed for quite a long time, except in certain areas that get very, very bad. This is good news. It means that UPS and FedEx and the USPS can continue to deliver packages, which are very important for even pharmaceutical supply, for local pharmacies, people who need insulin, for example, or, you know, nutraceuticals or food or water filters, all the things that people need, it looks like those deliveries will continue. However,
what about the reports that crime has suddenly exploded?
Well, it's going to explode in liberal cities again. That's where it's going to be the worst. So this is again
Democrats. Yeah, actually,
absolutely.
That's what it is. Like Baltimore and Chicago and L.A. It's all exploding.
Yes, and you know, Governor Abbott today declared a state of disaster for the state of Texas. He probably implies this, but I wish he would have added, "And all Texans, please shoot looters." That's what he should have added to that declaration. Now, I don't know if that attitude is going to be everywhere else in the country, but it should be. Anybody who goes around looting other people's stuff deserves to be shot, and that will happen in Texas. So looters will not have a lot of success, especially with the National Guard on the streets. So anybody who tries to go out and steal from other people, you're going to get swept up by the guard, or you're going to get shot by some Texas rancher very, very quickly. So, you know, if you're in the country, you're in much better shape right now. If you're in the city, you're in a death zone, and that's a mistake. You might want to get out while you can. If you can't, you better be prepared to hunker down and survive a zombie wave that's coming. That's the truth. Uncensored.
Let's talk about, Mike Adams, the provenance of this virus. I mean, it's man-made. That's admitted. It shows up right on time. The media tries to blame Trump for it. What do we know where it came from and who's behind it?
Well, yeah, again, this was engineered. This is a biological weapon system, no question about it. It's got elements of MERS and HIV and SARS-CoV-1 and, you know, many other elements in it. So it was designed. It was engineered as a weapon against humanity. It was given to China. China purchased it from U.S. universities. I think Francis Boyle is absolutely correct. And then China began tweaking it. Remember, like 6 weeks ago, I did an interview with you on this. We thought maybe this virus was version 12 and they were working toward version 20. Well, what if they have already version 16 or 18 or 20 in the freezer? Version 12 got released, but now they're saying, well, gosh, they're going to deploy version 20, which is even more deadly, as the bioweapon to kill certain areas like Washington, D.C. Now that they've softened up America with this first wave, and China allowing their people to have the infections first means that they have achieved immunity first.
And that's China, and then they create the narrative that it's China's the victim, they're not bad, and right. They have the perfect bioweapon launch point. That's how you would do this.
Well, exactly. And the fact that they're willing to sacrifice so many of their people and then achieve immunity quickly with a draconian lockdown means they will now have a mobile military force that is immune to the virus that can literally invade and survive California if they choose to do that, because their troops won't be affected by the virus. They're already immune. So think about, you know, I'm encouraging everybody, think about these issues and the traitors we have with Governor Newsom and Sacramento County deliberately releasing high-risk patients in California. Seriously, Trump should arrest those people right now, deploy the military to Sacramento County, shut that thing down in terms of allowing the high-risk patients to be released. Those people there are trying to sabotage America. That cannot be allowed to happen. It's hard enough to beat this virus when we're doing the right thing. They're trying to do the wrong thing on purpose.
Oh, they openly wanted, the Democrats were on CNN saying, let's use it to bring down America.
That's their plan.
The fact that they say it publicly shows the weird bubble they're in, where they hate the country so much they think that's normal. It's bizarre. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Josh and Jim and Bruce, I'm going to take your call. And then Dr. Nick Beggis is going to take over. In times like this, I barely even plug the products we have. We have Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, great for your immunity. That's on record with the turmeric. We have DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10. Really strong formula to clean out the mitochondria, boost the whole body. We have the Silver Salt products. We have all the great toothpaste. And Immune Guard will back in stock, but it's going to sell out. Watch, it'll be sold out by like Tuesday, I predict. It's crazy. But I just want to keep the show on the air. These are great products you already need. But let me tell you, I actually wish we weren't selling products this way. It's a very sick feeling right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.